SoFi launches SoFi USD stablecoin on Solana for payments. SoFi Technologies said on May 5 that it is launching SoFi USD, a dollar-pegged stablecoin issued on Solana. The company framed the move as a payments play, citing low transaction cost and fast settlement on Solana as the reasons for choosing the chain. The announcement was carried via Cointelegraph's coverage of the disclosure earlier today. The launch puts SoFi in the small but growing club of U.S. chartered fintechs and banks issuing their own stablecoins. SoFi holds a national bank charter through SoFi Bank NA, which sets it apart from most stablecoin issuers operating outside the regulated banking perimeter. As of May 5, 2026, BTC trades at $81,510 and ETH at $2,371, with the broader market in a neutral fear and greed reading of 50, so the launch is hitting a relatively calm tape rather than a euphoric one. A bank charter issuing on-chain dollars. SoFi serves more than 10 million members across consumer lending, banking, and brokerage. The company has run a crypto product line in the past, paused it during the chartering process in 2023, and has been rebuilding its digital asset offering since. SoFi USD is the first time the firm is issuing its own on-chain liability rather than reselling a third-party asset. The choice of Solana over Ethereum or a Layer 2 reflects a payments-first design. Solana's median transaction cost is fractions of a cent, and finality runs in seconds, which is the kind of profile that matters when you are routing card authorizations, payroll runs, or merchant settlement rather than DeFi positions. SoFi did not disclose initial supply, reserve composition, or the custodian for the backing assets in the launch tweet. SoFi USD fits among recent launches. The release lands the same week Western Union announced USDPT on Solana for cross-border remittance corridors. Both issuers pick Solana for the same reasons, but the use cases diverge. Western Union is targeting send-receive remittance flow between specific country pairs. SoFi is positioning SoFi USD as a domestic payments and treasury rail tied to its existing banking and brokerage stack. The competitive set in regulated US dollar tokens is starting to fill in. Coinbase has its Cushy Credit Fund and a USDC partnership with Circle. PayPal runs PYUSD on Ethereum and Solana. Stripe is building stablecoin rails through its Bridge acquisition. SoFi enters with built-in distribution to its banking customer base, which is the variable that has been missing from most crypto-native issuers. The Clarity Act wrinkle federal stablecoin rules are still in flight. The Senate Clarity Act compromise bans yield on stablecoin reserves for issuers, which forces the economics back onto float and transaction fees rather than passing reserve interest to holders. SoFi's launch language emphasized payment cost and speed, not yield, which is consistent with where the regulatory floor is settling. A bank-chartered issuer also faces a different supervisory regime than a non-bank issuer. SoFi Bank is supervised by the OCC, and any token liability sitting on the bank's balance sheet would draw OCC review, separate from any forthcoming federal stablecoin framework. Issuance through a non-bank affiliate is more typical and avoids that overlap. But SoFi has not yet specified the legal entity issuing SoFi USD or whether the reserves sit at the bank. Practical implications. For SoFi members, the most likely first integration points are instant transfers between SoFi accounts, faster payouts on the brokerage side, and merchant-facing payments through a partner network. The token's usefulness outside SoFi's ecosystem will depend on exchange listings, wallet support, and whether the issuer onboards corporate counterparties for settlement. For the broader market, the signal is that distribution-rich incumbents are moving past the pilot stage and committing to issuing their own on-chain dollars rather than relying on USDC or USDT. That has knock-on effects for stablecoin spending cards, where the issuer of the underlying token increasingly shapes the user experience, the redemption guarantees, and the fee economics behind the swipe.